بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the class on the Hajj rulings and points of benefit, and we have reached the seventh prohibited action during the state of Ihram. The seventh prohibited action: it is forbidden to perform a marriage contract. Forbidden to perform a marriage contract. And this is based upon the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا ينكح المحرم ولا ينكح ولا يخطب. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. One who is in the state of ihram should not marry or give someone in marriage or make a proposal. Or a person shouldn't conduct a wedding of either a man or a woman or his own self or in the authority of someone else. All of this is included in this prohibition. As to the witnesses, there is no effect for them being in a state of ihram. However, it is disliked to attend the marriage contract if they were in a state of ihram. It is disliked if they attend the marriage contract if they were in a state of ihram. So the categories are three. The categories referring to the contract are three. Number one, a person who is not in a state of ihram conducts a marriage contract on a woman who is in a state of ihram. This is the first category. The nikah is invalid. The marriage is invalid. Now, a person who is not in a state of ihram. The definition of the person who is not in a state of ihram is called muhil. Muhil and muhrim. Muhrim is the one who is in a state of ihram. The one who is not in a state of ihram is called muhil. So let's know these terms so that we can use them, inshallah ta'ala, and get used to them. The definition of the person who is not in the state of ihram is called muhil. And the muhrim, the one in the state of ihram, is called muhrim. Is that understood now, inshallah? Is that clear? The one who is not in the state of ihram is called a muhil. And the one who is in the state of ihram is called muhrim. So, a contract between a muhil and muhrima is forbidden. The marriage is invalid. The contract is invalid. The second is marriage contract between a muhrim upon a muhilla, upon a woman who is not in a state of ihram. Again, the marriage contract is invalid. A marriage contract between a muhrim, male, upon a muhilla, a woman not in the state of ihram. Is this also clear? Okay. The third is a marriage contract between a muhrim upon a marriage contract concluded by a muhrim for a muhil and muhilla. A marriage contract concluded by a muhrim for a muhil and muhilla. Again, is invalid. A marriage contract concluded by a muhrim for a muhil and a muhilla. For a male who is not in the state of ihram and a woman who is not in the state of ihram, but conducted by a one who is a muhrim. Now, if someone says, then how can we understand the hadith of Maymuna and her marriage to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? if someone says that it is affirmed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Maymuna while in a state of ihram, that he married Maymuna while in a state of ihram. This is related from Ibn Abbas. And Maymuna is his